Just tell me what's on your mind. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Whole Phase Millennial Dating Experiment.
As you guys know, we are powered by Sirens NYC, baby.
Yes, and today we're doing a first ever
collabo episode.
Collabo, I thought we were doing this.
Times.
Facts. We have the Whole Phase X Secret with Sash.
Yes, I'm Sash Millie, the mean girl, and I'm from Secrets with Sash.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming. I feel like it's about to be such a vibe. You know, we got the black girl magic in the building.
We got the wine.
Yes. You know, let's also shout out to RB, who's not here right now. You know, he's usually supplying us with the libations. But, you know, he has a family emergency, so shout out to him. But we got Sasha in the building. I mean, we got Sasha.
Sasha.
You just look like a Bratz doll, so I keep saying literally. Sasha in my head.
I had a Bratz doll when I was growing up. I loved Sasha.
Yeah, same.
She's the best brown
one. Right?
Baddie.
The best. She was one. The one for us, you know?
Yeah. No,
shout out to Yasmin, too.
Yeah, she was cute. She was a little brown. But, yeah.
She was black my whole life.
But, yeah, shout out to Sasha. She's going to be in here filling the vibes, and it's going to be an amazing. I don't think I introduced myself. You know, we kind of fucked it up because it's new. But it's your girl, Becky J, your friendly neighborhood sex symbol. Hey.
And it's your fave coho, the baddest Thickiana MJ, even though we got another Thickiana in the building.
Nah.
She's pretty bad herself.
Sash, I was just looking through your pictures. We were looking like, okay, we got to, you know, promo it. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's like so thick. What size pants do you wear, sis?
Let me tell you, so I can't really go in store and buy jeans. Like, that stopped back in high school when I was like 14.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so all I wear is Fashion Nova at this point.
Yeah, they're the only ones that really fit.
Yeah, and I wear a 15.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Terrible.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It looks great. it looks pretty amazing.
Bitches is paying for that shit. Going under
they
the night.
They shouldn't. Like, I really wish I could just throw some hips onto a bitch sometimes and keep a little nice little frame.
That's how I feel about my
being
titties.
Slim, be like, I'll give you slim. Some. Like,
really?
Y'all could do anything y'all want to do. Like,
but girl, I'm sure when you walk in the room, heads turn.
Always. Oh,
swivel.
I don't like it.
I can see that. Yeah,
that's been my whole life.
Aw. Dang, thick since 14. That's lit.
No, since 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
Damn.
Shout out to Mama. See, what was she cooking?
Oxtail, porridge. Damn. Like,
ooh, the porridge definitely does that. Okay, Sash, I just want to talk about how we got together, how we collabed. Shout out to Nelly.
Yes.
Nelly, for putting together this awesome like group on Instagram.
Oh.
Yes. So it's a bunch of amazing, mostly black women. I would say, I think we're all black, that are just supporting each other.
It's out here doing shit.
And yeah. Everything. And then we just linked up in a DM.
Yes. I was like, wow. Wait, your show is like popping and
yes.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah, I liked it. I like it.
Yes.
Too. Thank you.
The topics are so good. I just love I'm just a sucker for a really heavy New York accent. Mm-hmm. So I just love just hearing you talk too. So I was like,
yo, I swear to God, I talk like a whole Somebody starts to talk like Cameron. And I'm okay with that.
It's definitely giving me
I like that. Like, what the fuck? Yes. Like, I like that shit.
I love it. OD.
I love it. Can you tell us, like, what made you start your podcast, all that good stuff, before we get into it?
All right, so I came from another podcast, and I felt like it didn't work out. It mm-hmm. was cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just ended up with mine. Like, people always told me for years to do my own show, and I'm like, okay, like, people think I'm funny, but I don't feel like I'm funny. I feel like I'm just being dead ass.
Oh, my God.
People think, want to laugh so bad, and I'm like, bro, I'm being so serious. Like,
I think that's what makes it funny, is because you dead ass and you believe it.
I'm not a comedian. I just say real shit, and people like it. So it's like, all right, cool, whatever. And people have been saying that since, like, high school type shit. So mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. So I ended up on somebody's podcast. I started off as a guest, and then they asked me to be a co-host. And
wow. Talk about coming up.
It was cool. It was cool while it lasted. It ain't last, and now I'm here because I wanted to continue the vibe. I like the vibe mm-hmm. of podcasting anyway. I just like talking my shit. So.
Yeah, just sitting in front of the mic. And yeah, once you get comfortable, you're just like, oh, I want to do this all the time.
Especially if I've been talking shit on Facebook and Instagram all day, I might as well have my own show.
Yes. Exactly. You might as well have people tune in rather than watching your story every day. Like,
ask for them views up. So, okay, how has everyone's week been? Like, how's, like, January going and everything?
I just want to start because, well, first of all, we just went to Cali last week.
Yes.
Got back. We good. That was a good trip. I got left in 2019 by this nigga.
Wait, what happened?
I didn't know I was getting left in 2019. I thought we was on a good page or whatever. But, so, let me just go back into history. This is a nigga I... Like, we used to date. Like, we was never official. I wanted it to be official. He wasn't really with the shit. I don't know why.
But wasn't this also the one that you were cheating on repeatedly?
Because, listen. It's not cheating if it's not a relationship. I was told I can go talk to other people. Then I go talk to other people. Because talking is fucking, apparently, in this generation.
Would you be like-
And... What happened?
Niggas don't like when you do what they do. I'm sorry.
Literally. He wasn't even doing it either. But I'm saying, he's the one who told me he didn't want a relationship with me. Go talk to other people. I did it. Now all of a sudden, it was a test. Don't give me no test, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fail.
Like, I hate tests.
I mean, that ain't a test. That's like, I feel like...
Playing with fire.
You have to... When you speak things into existence, expect it to happen. Don't mm-hmm. tell me that I am single and you don't want relationships. All right, so now you're somebody I'm dating or fucking mm-hmm. at the moment, and that's just that. Don't be mad when I do me or do what I want to do, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to have respect for you as a partner or as a person I'm in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. You are somebody I'm having sex with at the moment until I'm not having sex with you no more.
You know which bubble to put them in.
Exactly. I know what like, bubble okay, to put cool. you in. That's you're what here. You wanted from gate. You don't want a relationship. That is fine with me. Mm-hmm.
See, but the way it ended was like, I had to stop the sex part because I was just like, yo, this nigga really does not want a relationship with you. Like, it's okay. All the cheating shit happened. It's not cheating. Well, we're going to supplement that in. Uh-huh. And then he decides he wants to be friends, but he still wants to hang out. He has no problem paying for dates and all. So, like...
Yeah, he still want to fuck you.
Yeah, I know he still wants to fuck me. He obviously wants to fuck me. But I just... went down the friend route. Let's go get dinner. Let's go to the movies. Let's go do all this stuff. So we're doing that, and I'm fine with it. Yeah. Like, we was kissing friends. We wasn't, like...
Y'all was, like, making out in the movies?
Just a little bit. Just because, you know, I hadn't had sex the entire last year, so I just supplemented my male energy with him, and I just...
And sometimes RB.
And sometimes RB, but, like, yeah, like, it was just regular. And so then I hit him up the other day, because we was going to Cali, so I was just trying to, like, get some male energy before I go to Cali so I don't do nothing in Cali. And then, like, he wanted to go to Applebee's. I wanted to go to Ben's Crab. Shout out to Ben's Crab. Shout out to Stacy, because it's lit there. He's just like, no, you can choose a place when I start getting my reward. And I'm a sad.
Also, he tried a 2 for $20 shit over some
pussy. Exactly. Like, I'm a $40 bitch. No.
Right. No, he called you a $20 hoe.
He called you a $10 hoe.
This nigga called you a 2 for $20 hoe. He wanted you to get the appetizer, the spinach dip with the chicken tenders and fries. He got me fucked up. Like
No drink. No bed. Damn. Don't they have those little dollar margaritas? They was having those.
Tap water with ice and lemon. Fuck out of here. Get that fucking bozo out of
my Exactly. Face. Literally. Like, so me, I'm a Sag, so I hear the word reward. I'm like, reward? Is this nigga bugging the fuck out? So then I'm playing dumb. I'm just like, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're the one, you said you wanted to be friends. This is friends. I don't know what you're talking about. So now he's just like, oh, you know I want to have sex. I'm like, nigga, you never said never said any of that shit to me. So I don't know what you're talking about. So now that situation is dead end. And that's okay. Because I honestly, I kept saying, I will never have sex with him ever again. And also, he played the fuck out of me. So I think I was kind of just getting revenge a little bit.
You're trying to see how long you can just drag it.
Drag it. And then it reached its end. And that's okay. I'll find another nigga to do shit for me. It's okay.
And that's one of the biggest mistakes I feel like females do with guys. What's like that? These guys are not your friends. Like when you have sex with them, it's clipped for that friendship shit. They don't have no good intentions for you. Them exes that you want to be friends with, they don't got good intentions for you. Yep. The dudes that come to you talking about they want to kill, or they trying to talk to you, take you on a date, or see any potential non-platonic relationship with you, they can't be friends because the second you give them leeway to even get a kiss or a hug or
now
some
they
sex,
want their rewards.
They're taking it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's guys that could really be your friend and don't want sex from you, because I have that personally from one of my male friends.
And just can't cross that line.
And he just won't. He will never cross that line. And I know for a fact he set the tone for a male friend. So I'm fine with him and all these other niggas. Y'all are a dub, because I really have real brothers and real friends Same. That care,
and you can
care
see
about
it.
Me.
You
so
can see
I don't
it.
Want to be friends with no nigga who wants to fuck me. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, they be playing the turtle game. That's what they be waiting around.
I guess,
waiting for that right moment.
I guess that's what he was doing, but.
It didn't work.
I was remembering, like, when we were talking, dating, whatever, he was a fucking asshole. Like, there's a reason I'm not fucking him. I'm like, I know there's a reason. Also, the sex was trash.
Girl, how many times you had sex with him?
A lot.
Oh, no.
A lot. Yeah, he had his own place. So I was just always over there just escaping my life. And I was just like...
What was the top good?
Girl, I don't even want to answer that question. But I would tell you, he didn't even know how to eat pussy. I tried to help him out. He got offended. That's why I stopped fucking him.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm just like, your dick does not last longer than 3 minutes.
Oh, bless his heart. But yeah, now it makes more sense why you were just like, all right, let me just get all this revenge dates.
It wasn't revenge. It wasn't revenge.
He bought you weave too, right?
Wigs.
As he should.
Wigs. So I feel like
I feel like I could have got more stuff out of it if I was smarter, but it's okay.
I think you could, if you would have like pretended that you would have sex with him, you might have gotten a little like two or three more dates.
But once he said reward, it just, I said reward. Yeah. I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You're like, dead it. Dead it.
So that's fine.
So good. It's good. You left him. He left his goddamn self.
He left himself, yeah. And he left himself in 2018. I forgot, because I didn't fuck him at all.
Yeah. He was just around.
Yeah, it was good to have him around, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of did whatever I wanted, so.
That was good for the time being, right?
But I have a date on Tuesday.
Hey, high five. Where y'all going?
I don't know yet. Okay. We'll figure it out. I'll find a place.
You'll give us the recap next week. That kind of reminds me, talking about like being friends with somebody that you used to like deal with. I've been kind of having that situation. And like, I don't know, this person, he's trying to come back into my life. Perfect. And it was just,
I'm like, wait, he's not blocked?
Duck that shit.
Yeah, I was just like,
You know he better go listen to this shit too to see if you talk about him.
Trust me, I have an ex that stay listening to shit that my page, all of that. Like,
remember he listened to? He was like, he listened to like 50 episodes of some shit.
No, that was me. Oh, that wasn't even my ex. It was a nigga that ghosted me. Listened to like 13 episodes in 1 week. I said, what?
Come on, that's a fan.
I have a Sash story. So I remember I was on one of the other podcasts I was on, and I became cool with one of the girls that my ex was fucking on me on. He was messing with me in like 2016. And at that time, I was going through my phase of like insecurity. Does he want me or not? Like, I'm not dating nobody. Like, he claims he's single or we're not together, but we still do relationship shit. I see him all the time, all of that. he was fucking on me with this girl. I wouldn't even say he was cheating on me, but he was having sex with this girl or dating this girl, whatever.
At the same time.
He claims he wasn't doing nothing with nobody while my ass was all crunched up in corners, crying and dying all the time. Like, man, when is he gonna, like, when I'm gonna be his girlfriend again? Because I felt like I bodied the nigga a little bit, but I, whatever. So she decides, like, you know, we ended up talking in the inbox and then we ended up finding out that we fucked with the same nigga around the same time. He was listening to the podcast I was on every Monday
while
he was with her and was like, yo, this bitch is capping, she ain't, that's not her body, she not like that.
What?
And I'm like, nigga, you're mad dicks ago, you're mad relationships, like, oh, everything ago, like, please, like why are you here?
Yo, when you this start glowing up, people just start tuning the
literally
fuck
yeah energy. Like,
and it's like, good, that's why I look the good, the fuck good, right? Every single time, bitch.
And that's why you'll stay in your place as a fan.
Period.
I don't want to call, listen, I don't call people fans. I call them people who support me.
Oh, supporters.
No, they're supporters, and then there's the
but
fans.
But the people that's hating for real,
fans.
Who don't fuck with me, but they want to see what I'm doing, watch what I'm doing, and want to listen to what I'm doing.
Watch your story every day.
Eat a dick. You're a fan.
Yeah, those are the fans. I agree.
The people who genuinely like support me
support
and
love
me,
you.
Those are
and
the
love
supporters.
Me, that's
like,
the
I tribe.
Even, like, y'all like my Instagram friends type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all not even fans to me. Like, I really fuck with y'all heavy type shit.
I be talking to them more than I talk to some of my friends at this point.
Literally. Like,
be in the
DMs. Some other person be like, what's your Instagram? Like, oh, shit. Like, we're dead ass friends. Like, OD.
Nah. But the dude, like, I was trying to, like, do a little business with him afterwards. The same dude, like, I was like, let me see. Maybe the nigga want some money in his pocket. He just started talking all types of nonsense, and I was just like, bro, like, what are we talking about?
Can you just read it?
Oh, no. I'm not gonna read it because I'm not gonna give him that much airtime. Okay, pero fine. Like, I'll just read a little. Oh no, my phone's up there. But he was talking about, I don't know if we can work together because this might be a lot of emotional distress for me and you. I'm good. I'm about my money, my nigga. What the all fuck right. You talking about? You should be like that too. What are you talking about? Emotional
like
distress.
The fact
here.
That we even thought of paying this nigga is, it blows my motherfucking mind.
I was trying,
oh,
but
y'all bugging the fuck out.
Trust me, I know now. I know.
I be reading the Bible and shit now. I just be like, forgive.
You see,
and,
my issue now is I need to learn how. Like, I'm trying to be, to stick with someone. Like, even if it's just like a sex partner or a kill or like a somebody I'm just talking to. I'm trying to not just cut them off so easy because I just be like, yo, I don't like what this nigga doing. I'm going to cut him off.
Like,
I'm
done.
Trying
cut
to
off
be,
season.
Like my tolerance is like the emoji like this. Like,
yes.
A motherfucker play with me, I'm ready to like cut. So I'm like, you know what? I need to like build my tolerance more and see how good I could tolerate a person before I just leave them alone. So, you know, I'm trying here.
Yeah, that's
in these situations, in these talking situations that I'm in. I wouldn't even say relationships because we're not in relationships, but these talking situations.
I'm definitely
I'm
like
trying not to dead them.
I've been like that too. So I'm just like, okay, I need to learn how to build intimate connections with people. Like,
yeah,
I know how to like communicate, and like I feel like that's like the next level of dating. Like, you know, once you like find your self worth and you're not out here like being out here now, it's just like, okay, now how do I build these relationships? Like, this ideal, this relationship that I want, how do I learn my communication, patience?
You gotta build yourself first before
absolutely
you even decide you want to build yourself
with
someone
another
in a relationship
person, yeah.
Like, being in a relationship is like a load from both parts, so if you can't carry the load on one end, how the hell you going to be with
that
somebody?
That shit gonna be unbalanced.
Like, it's gonna be a whole fuck up. Like, I gotta be able to be good within myself before I could be good to somebody else. I can't do it. That's why I don't want none of these niggas. I'm sorry. Like, I ain't shit. I know you ain't shit. And we just gonna make ain't shit happen. So, like, this is just that.
I'm definitely learning that right now because I'm, like, seeing somebody and, like, I've been talking to him for a few months now. And I'm just like, dang. It's when you start talking to somebody for a little while that you start seeing all your ain't shit qualities. I'm just like, dang, I got so much shit to work on. And like, this is just, this
right,
is
like
a
you
lot.
Thought you was a wife. And then you just like, am I a daughter? I'm not a wife.
Am I a sugar baby? Like,
definitely a sugar baby.
I'm definitely like a whole fucking brat out here. So I'm like, dang, girl, like, how are you gonna like be a wife like this? So I feel like once you get in that situation, like you said, it's like, dang, I ain't shit. I got a whole bunch of shit to work on. It's
you
that realization.
On
before
literally. You even try to force someone to fuck with you. Like, you can't just force a person to want to be
that's
around.
So toxic.
Like, I've been there, done that, I've never done, doing it again.
But yeah, people force me into being into shit all the time, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I am not for you. Stop. Like, do you think why are you doing this to yourself?
Look at the sign.
I ain't shit. Why you keep trying to pursue me?
I keep trying to play your ass. You let me play you. Come on.
And they let you play them too because they want it so bad.
Oh my gosh. All right, Sash, how has your week been? Like, how you been feeling?
Yo,
lately?
My week been, like, shitty. Like, it's just, like, I've been crying.
Oh, my God.
All week. Like, I've been shedding gangster tears. Not the snot nose tears.
Like one or two?
One or two. Then I hold myself together. One or two again. Hold myself together.
Oh, no. I was bawling this week.
I wasn't bawling, but I shed a few gangster tears every day. One of my close friends' grandparent died.
Oh no.
That's something that happened this week. Yeah, I'm sorry about that too. That shit hurt me like crazy. Then I don't know, I had a hiccup with my third episode. That shit had me, I didn't know how to edit, so I was like, how the hell I'm gonna give my supporters episode three, and I don't know how to do shit. I was like punching walls over it. Like, I was like sad. Like, oh my God. No. But I got over it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm
good.
And everything sure worked out.
Everything worked out.
And your supporters are going to understand. They know. They see you grinding and like.
Yeah. Like, I felt like I was mad about it, but I'm not. I'm cool now. I feel like it comes with the territory, mm-hmm. and I'm getting used to it. I can't mm-hmm. be mad or sad about every situation in regards to something that I'm doing. So I just have to, like, just keep learning, and then it gets better.
I feel like that's the life of a boss. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta, like roll with mm-hmm. the punches.
There's wins, and then there's losses.
And that's what happens when you're doing your own thing. You know what I mean? But shout out to you for, you know,
yes.
crying that thug tear. Ain't nothing wrong with that either.
I cried that thug tear, but, like, I was, like, looking like them troll dolls. I had my hair out. My wig was off. Took my braids out. My hair was like this. I looked like a mad woman, like, really trying to figure it out.
You ever catch yourself in the mirror while you're crying and you're just like,
nah,
oh,
I didn't, because I was going to punch the mirror. Like, I was
no, whenever I catch myself crying, I just start laughing. And that's how I know I'm crazy.
No, I was laughing too. I shed my gangster tears and like, this is why. I'm not with it. Like, I was like, this is why you should have mind your business on this podcast shit and left it alone. But no, you want to do podcasting now.
Like, now you want to be a podcaster, huh, bitch?
This is what you get, bitch. Like, this is what you get for doing shit that you know you don't know how to do. So
this is what you get,
like,
for following your dreams, bitch. Oh, nah, God. I feel you. I feel like when we first started too, there's so much. But watch, in like a year, you're gonna be like an expert. Mm-hmm. You're gonna know how to do all this.
Gonna be
shit.
Like, can you get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah,
it's gonna be low.
Yeah, I was doing it for a whole year, so it's just that due to the fact that I wasn't the person taking control of it, I was just the person that showed up or put in money
and gave that energy
and gave the energy mm-hmm. and put in the money and just showed up every week. So it was mm-hmm. just like, now I'm doing the technical shit. I'm like, oh.
Oh, like, oh, that's what you was doing. I love it though. I feel like this week has been a little emotional too for me, but I feel like it's for the better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Are you out of wine?
No, I was.
Oh, okay. 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 All right, let's get into these segos.
Yes, let's do it.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, you start.
Because mine is like short and sweet and simple.
Okay.
Yeah, that should look complicated. There we go. All right, y'all. So welcome to Holistic, where your favorite coho MJ tells you how to get your hoe face popping as fuck.
It's Holistic. Hey, it's Holistic. You gonna pop that pussy?
It's Holistic. Hey, it's Holistic.
Did she take that dick?
It's Holistic. Hey, it's Holistic.
I don't know the words.
Hey, listen. Hey, it's Holistic. Hey,
put the finger in the butt.
Get it, Sasha. Hey,
get it, Sasha.
Fuck it up.
What's the Holistic, mommy?
Okay. So, we already know I've been going through it. I feel like these 2020 episodes, I've been going through it.
Yeah, I feel like we've been, like, giving you therapy sessions every week.
Literally, that's my fear.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Like, just that happening in front of people, it needs to be in closed doors.
Yeah, yeah, safe space.
I'm scared. Like, I'm really scared every week I come here that I'm going to cry on the mic.
I feel like that was me for, like, last year or something.
But I think I'm feeling better because I'm learning to embrace the joy of being actually single. Like, just not dealing with anybody, or even if you are dealing with people, just knowing, like, the stresses of talking to somebody seriously, I don't really have to go through that. Like, I'm just here chilling by myself. Like, I was sad for a little bit, but now I'm just like, girl, you don't have to answer to nobody. I could date as many people as I fucking want.
Period.
I could go out whenever the fuck I want, come home whenever I want. Nobody's questioning me. Nobody's, like, making me feel like I belong to them because I belong to myself.
You don't have to consider people.
Exactly. I don't have to think about your feelings if I go out and I don't invite you or anything like that. It's just, like, it's just me and I love it. And I had to remember that, like, because I was just so sad. Like, I want somebody. No, I don't want somebody. I don't want anybody. I want my nigga that's for me. But while I don't have him, I'm going to be good being dolo, trying to get these benefits, not these nefits. And that's what it is. And I feel great.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Because I feel like it's hard to get to that place. You know what I mean? Mm. Especially, I feel like when I was younger, I always just aspired to have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend. Mm. That's it. Like, I just want somebody. And now I just love myself so much, love my own quality time. Like, you just really start to be like, I'm popping. Like, I love me.
You know what's crazy? I always had this security within myself. Like, growing up, I always had to grow up. I had to grow up too fast. Like, I just had to accept things for what it was.
Because you had that ass?
No, not Rebecca. Because.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop talking about your
ass. Just life situations. Okay, I just had to accept life for what it was, because it's like you can't change it and things will just get better. So even when my first relationship was in high school. And when I was in relationships, it would last for like a year. So my first relationship was like in 9th grade. I ended that in like 11th. And I knew him since 6th grade. And then I hopped into another relationship in 11th grade. I should say the beginning of my senior year, like in August, which was 2013. And then that ended in a toxic way. Like, we broke up within a year or after a year. And then we started doing this on and off thing. And that lasted about a good 4 years. And that was just toxic.
So that one.
Everything, like, hurt. Me dealing with guys, it was just, it's a long period of time. So then I started to appreciate my time and myself more. And I went through a celibacy stage. I actually went through my whole phase after the toxic relationship I was in. So after that, I was just, you know, fucking around, having fun and just doing me. And then I just took a step back because niggas wasn't shit. Not that I was trying to fall for a nigga, but it was just like, why lie? Like, I don't want you. Yeah. You don't need to lie to me. I am not your girlfriend.
Literally.
These niggas came with girlfriends, kid issues, baby mama issues. So it was
all
just
types,
like,
of baggage.
Let me go through my celibacy stage.
How long was that for?
It was for a year in 2018.
For a year.
For 1 year.
Okay, okay. Nice.
And that happened in 2018. And then I just started, you know, dating again in 2019. And I still feel secure within myself that I still don't want relationships. It's just that it put a bad taste in my mouth. Like, I felt like I should have still been celibate because now I'm doing the shit that I was doing in my whole phase.
Oh my God, literally, like, that happened to me.
Like, I felt like I was in the beginning. Like, in the beginning, when I was going through my whole phase, it was just, okay, young me. Now, this stage in my whole phase is, like, adult me.
It's like, you know better.
I know better now.
You know better.
So I got to treat these niggas accordingly. Before, I didn't know better. So I was just going with the flow.
Having
with niggas
fun,
lying to me.
Adventures.
Having fun. And then getting the IE ass face when I find out some shit about a nigga. Now it's like, okay, this is what it is. You a hoe. We going to go through this whole phase together, and I'm just going to go about my day. I'm not, my feelings is not going to be played with, hurt, nothing.
I'm not taking it as personal as I did before. And I feel like doing that allows you to learn a lot more, too. Like, when you take a step back from it and you're not as into it. Because I feel like when I was younger, I was just, like, into the relationship and into the emotions and the roller coaster
of
everything.
Or, like, just into it just because you're fucking, so you think you're in love with these niggas. And it's like,
like, and you know what's crazy? When I love hard. So it's just, like, hard for me when somebody plays me, when I know, like, I only had good intentions for them. Like, the things that I do, if it's wrong, I could admit to it. I wouldn't even want to do it to you. So don't do it to me if you're going to pursue me in any sort of way. Just be honest and let me have my options. If you don't give me my options, I'm going to feel like you robbed me from my time. Because I could have been able to do as I please, do what I want. And I could have just, you know, instead of catching
feelings. Exactly. If you knew the truth, like,
I could have just moved accordingly. There, like, I probably would have still fucked with the person instead of going along with it and then getting my feelings hurt. I would have still probably fucked with you knowing the outcome or what you're doing behind, like, closed doors without me. Like, I could just, you know, move accordingly.
I think the thing with niggas is they like being able to get one over on somebody. When it's just like, if you were honest, this could have been a way more fun situation.
Yeah, like, shit.
I have to be like, all right, well, is your girlfriend over there? All right, not yet. All right, cool. I'm going to come over. You never know. I might be with the shit, nigga. You never know.
You could probably cheat in peace. Like, that shit. You don't know if I'm in a relationship. I could cheat too. Like, we could just make this a whole agreement.
Yeah. It's like, no.
You but y'all don't want
to
do that.
You wanted to play somebody.
By the way.
That's not me.
By the way, I don't condone cheating.
Yeah. I don't either, but I feel like we're going to have to get over cheating.
In order for the relationship to work?
Not that. It's just like, I feel like niggas who cheat don't understand that, like, what you really want is an open relationship. It's you can't have your half of the relationship open and tell the girl, hey, you can't talk to anybody.
That's majority of niggas.
That shit is mind-boggling.
They can't handle it. They just be like, real.
They can't handle it, but then they can put someone through it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, they don't tell the girls. Some girls are really out here thinking they have the most loyal nigga ever.
And I be that, seeing them. I be seeing them. And I'm like,
I feel really bad.
Little do you know.
DMs, shit, we in my friend's DMs, and then they got a girl they posting.
Right? Yeah. And you just go and like that pic.
Yo,
I see it. It's the third pick, my nigga. It's not even scrolled down.
The girl, she probably wouldn't even want to fuck with anybody else. But it's like, if you want to fuck other people, like, let a bitch know so she has the option to choose if she wants to be with you, because she probably wouldn't want to be with you. And it sounds like y'all want to be fucking single.
But you know what's crazy? I feel like women cheat too. Like, with men, they just, men do it on some, like, okay, it's just sex. The way women do it, it's not necessarily just sex. It's emotional cheating. Like, and women don't understand that. Like, I feel like when women go out and they're talking, like, talking to a guy, entertaining anybody. Like, you know what these guys want out of you.
We know. You not, don't act
dumb. Your mind is easily going to get manipulated by all the sweet, nice shit.
The guy at work.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Work husband.
Your work husband, all that work husband you flirting with, the nigga tugging on your work pants, that's cheating. That's cheating.
Yeah, that shit is inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
See, when I was doing it like a nigga. It was just fucking. I didn't want a relationship with those niggas. Like I loved him.
Like, somebody needs to get fired in order for me to fuck with somebody at work. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
I'm not into it because what they do is gossip about you. Mm-hmm. Like, you a piece of trash.
Yeah, I literally, work with all girls, so I wouldn't fuck nobody. So, can I have the wine?
Yes, you can, girl. Pop it, pop it, pop it. All right, let me get into my segment. Okay, hey, y'all. Welcome to TMI, where I give you too much information about a certain topic.
It's TMI.
Hey.
Too much information.
Hey.
It's TMI. And bitches, they ain't basing.
Hey.
Drop it low.
Hey.
It's TMI for the hoes. Becky.
I'm over it. Yeah, we miss you, RB. Please come back. We miss you. See you next week.
We have theme songs for every segment.
Yo, y'all girls is lit. Like, shit.
We got you.
I'm over here ready to twerk in my couch. Twerking the couch, right?
I was about to turn around, but I'm like, dang, you singing. You can't turn around right now.
Yeah, I was really about to mic technique. Back that ass up on the mic.
I would love to see that anytime. Oh, please. Okay, so I also like girls a little bit, too. So.
And I'm like, bitch, relax your ass.
I just have to say this for women who, like, want to, like, look at me and shit. I do like women in a way, but I'm a pillow princess.
Okay.
So I just be letting women know from now, do not play with me because I ain't what you want. So, hey.
Okay, that's fine. I have a newfound appreciation for eating pussy, so I don't think I'm like
okay
TMI. This is TMI for the hoes. I'm telling y'all. All right, now today we're gonna be talking about communication. I feel like everybody always want to talk about communication, healthy communication, toxic communication, but what the fuck is it even really? I've definitely been, like I said, I've been seeing someone for a few months. And I'm learning that my communication style may not be as ideal as I think it is, especially when I'm, like, emotionally triggered. All of that healthy shit, all of the therapy goes out the fucking window, and I turn into a nigga. And I'm just like, so what up?
what you said, nigga. And then he, like, men do not like to be spoken
they
to.
They do not react well to that shit at all.
I got brothers. I don't give a fuck about none of that. What you doing?
But they hate that. I'm, like, trying to build, you know, longevity and intimate relationships and shit. So it's like, I'm working on it.
Listen, I've been tested.
Yeah.
I've been tested like that.
It's definitely a test.
I've been tested like that because, like I said, last 2019, my little summer whole phase, mm-hmm. I had my little boyfriends, and one of them had me beating his ass on the Queensboro Expressway.
Wait, in the car?
In the car. He said some shit that was very offensive, and I took offense to it. And at that moment, I got in my feelings, and I popped on him. Then we were stuck up in traffic. I beat his ass while we was parked up.
Oh my god!
I came out the car ready to walk to work, and it started raining. So since he was in traffic, I went back to the car. I'm like, motherfucker, you was going to let me walk to work?
You let me walk away?
I was the one who walked away. And I'm just like, you know what?
Don't you hate when you have those moments where you're just like
when you're wrong?
You're wrong. But you keep going.
I wasn't wrong.
You was a little wrong. What did he say?
It's very, very personal.
Okay.
And what he said would offend any woman who went through it. So it was just like the way he said was really offensive. And mm-hmm. I had to let him know, like, listen, you can't say things like that, especially to women. If you've never been through it, if you never experienced it, if you never had daughters, if you don't got sisters, certain things as a man, you got to keep to yourself mm-hmm. because it offend women. This motherfucker just couldn't get it through his head. So I just started getting...
I had to put the pause on him.
Because it built up inside of me. And I said what I said. And I expressed it. And it was my first time expressing it at that moment. So it was just like, nah, this nigga got to get his ass whooped. And I feel like if another woman was there, we probably would have jumped him based off the shit he
and
said.
And then took the car. Okay.
And it was just that... Like, we would have took the car and did a high school and that shit. Like, running through the city.
In traffic.
We would have started driving on sidewalks fucking with this nigga.
I feel like though the thing that we have to take from that is like just because we're offended, just because someone is triggering us, just because we're having an emotional response to something, still being in control enough to communicate effectively. Let me give y'all the definition of communication, because that's how we do it around here in TMI. Communication, this is the one I like the best. The successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. And I feel like it's only, the key word is successful. It's successful when you're able to communicate exactly what you mean and mm-hmm. the person is able to understand exactly what you mean just from your ideas and your feelings. You know what I mean? So I feel like with me, I don't know, dealing with this nigga, so much shit is coming up. I'm just like learning about myself. But I got tight. He posted something on his story. And I got tight and I was like, nah, what the fuck is this? And I just started like, expressing, I was like, let me see your phone. Like, I'm not even a let me see your phone type of bitch.
Yeah, but when she said that, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, our mom literally told us from young, she said, never go through a man's phone.
Like,
said,
you're
never gonna like what you find. You've been through a man's phone?
Oh, due to a circumstance. Under a circumstance, he went through my phone. I don't go through phones. Mm.
Went through yours first?
He went through mine first. Okay. And then I said, fuck it, let me go through his. It's not something I do. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I hold anybody that I deal with, even if you're fucking me over, if I deal with you and I fuck with you, I hold you to a standard. I expect you to not fuck me over. Mm-hmm. I expect us to be like... You fuck with me the way I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. So if I know I ain't doing shit, I have high hopes that you're not doing it. I just personally... I don't like putting myself in those situations. Mm-hmm. And if I have to feel like you're cheating on me or fucking on me or, you know, violating me on the low, I don't even think you shouldn't even be fucking with me if that's the case. And that's how I feel. So mm-hmm.
Did you like what you seen in the phone?
No.
I feel like I'm reading through the phone and now I'm getting madder. Now I'm getting madder. And I'm like, what? No, why I'm reading it? And I'm just like... Cause you know niggas is dumb. Like the shit that they's gonna be typing, being inappropriate.
But think about, like you probably been that girl before too, just texting a nigga like, like not even knowing if he's fucking with nobody.
I know, but just reading it, it was just I think I'm saying this right now. Even if the nigga hand me the phone, I'm be like, I don't want it. You can have it, my nigga. I don't want to know what's in your phone. Like
I really don't.
It's just
I'm
too
not
much.
To give you my phone. That's all.
Not even just that. Like I just don't need that much insight. I don't need that much insight into what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. It's not my business. Like it's really not. You're gonna do what you want to do. Like I don't want to know.
Yeah, they're gonna do what they want to do anyway. So
you just never know. You know, niggas might just be typing like, why you have to say that, nigga? Really?
Why you said it like that?
Yo, the one
why you had to double tap? Why you liking every single thing she sends you?
The one time I went through a nigga phone. Well, I went to through a nigga phone two times in life. The second time in life was, it was just terrible. I ain't even gonna say what was in the phone, but that shit had me in a frenzy. I was talking about, yo, I'm gonna kill your ass. I'm gonna run up in your crib and get my brothers, all that. The first time.
I like the word frenzy. That's definitely what I was
doing. He had me in a frenzy. All oh my God. He had me by my job. I was ready to beat that ass, like, once I seen it. But I'm like, you know what? Sade, he ain't your man no more. You done did shit on him. It's been like 4 weeks now. It's been a month. You ain't fuck him since. So calm down. Hold it down.
P.O.P.
The first time I looked through a nigga phone, I seen that. I took the phone and slapped him in the forehead with it.
With the phone?
With the phone.
Oh my God, that sounds iconic.
Nah, but
like, I was like, it just was like, wow.
But speaking of the frenzy, like, that's literally what I'm talking about. When you're in that frenzy, when you feel your emotions getting out of control, like, I was just like, I just started turning into a Hulk. Like, and I hate that feeling. I hate feeling out of control, because afterwards, when you calm down, you're like, dang, all I could have said was, hey,
I didn't like that.
And that kind of made me feel this type of way. But now I'm barking. Now I'm mad. Now you mad. Now he's just like, all right, bitch, have a good life. And I'm like, no, but I didn't mean that. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And it's just like, bitch, you were just a whole nigga 5 seconds ago.
Like, now don't be crying now. Bitch, no.
Yeah. That's a fact. I'm not even going to hold you. You have one time for me to tell you that I don't like something. You do it the second, third time. Matter of fact, fuck the third time. You do it the second time, you're not going to make me look crazy.
Second fool time, that's who you are.
Play it's a pattern.
Once. Play me once. Shame on you. Play me twice. It's on me. Like, you're not going to have the opportunity to do it two times. So stop playing with me. Do not make me repeat myself two times. If I don't like something, check yourself.
Exactly.
Check yourself, please. Yes. Please.
I totally appreciate that. And I respect that.
I be telling niggas I'm retarded. Telling them.
I already told you I ain't shit. Please don't make it come out.
Have them at my edge of the bed. Have them at the edge of the bed crying when they see the shit in my phone. Please.
Yeah, I think a good way, like, if you're in the frenzy, if you having that manic moment, y'all, take 6 deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your motherfucking nose and out through your mouth. Just calm down.
This bitch has done that to me before while I was in a frenzy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm hearing how you acting. I was literally shocked. I'm like, what? Oh, no.
It's because, like, now dealing with somebody, the feelings be literally bubbling out of my body. So it's like, I feel like I'm really being tested right now, like, on how to, like, have self-control. But I feel like, you know, it's getting better. And, you know, it's also helpful if you have someone that's patient enough to, you know, work with you. But don't take advantage of that. Don't just sit there and just keep being toxic just because someone is patient, because that's just not going to work. So that's something I'm working on, y'all. When my emotions are getting in the way, just taking a deep breath, taking a step, maybe taking some time to myself, like, and letting it go. So I hope that helps you guys, you know. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk.
That was awesome.
Thank you. I'm going through this shit for y'all so y'all can learn through this, because, goddamn, it's a lot. It's intense.
It's a lot.
All right, let's get into your segment, Sash. Okay,
so I have a segment called Secrets with Sash, where people, my supporters, they inbox me, DM me, text me their issue, and we give insight. It's stuff that I already gave advice to them about, and then my guest or whoever I'm around, when we're on air, we just talk our shit and say how we feel about it.
Okay.
But everything remains anonymous.
Okay.
Okay, so it was one where it says, hey, Sash, so this guy I met at my job has been trying to date me for months. When I finally decided to talk to him, I started to like him back. Last week, we were supposed to go on a date, and I couldn't find a sitter. So I told him we can reschedule or my kid can come, only because we were planning on going to the movies. He caught an attitude and said, I'm not trying to go out with you and your kid. I want to go out with you. I cursed him out and blocked him. Now he's been trying to talk to me ever since, and I'm just over it. Do you think I'm wrong?
Nah. This was the first date?
She said he's been trying to get with her for a couple months, and, like, he's been, like, when she finally decided to text him and, you know, pursue him, it was just like, yeah, you know, I have a kid, and then when you're going on a date, it's just like, I don't want to go out with you and your kid. So I guess it's a first date. But I told her, if he really wanted to fuck with you, he would have took your kid with you
exactly
to the movies. Because it's only like the movies. He would have
just, exactly.
Was he gonna? Movies. Was you planning on smashing him that night? Was it more of an intimate setting? And if that was the case. He was probably
hoping for that.
And if that was the case, he was the wrong nigga. Because, listen, you want to pursue me for all these months. What's the issue if you take my kid out on a date, which like
right, with to, me, the movie. To the
I don't movies. Know y'all then, first date bringing your kid, like that's like family time, like I'm daddy, what the fuck, like I'm a gotta take it to the bathroom, like I don't that, know that,
that's understood. That's understood. Maybe she should have never asked to, or should
I don't set, think it was wrong of her to ask.
It wasn't wrong of her to say, well, you could take me and my kid to a movie since you want to spend time with me. But his delivery and response to it was fucked up. It would have been his
communication.
Like,
he was in a frenzy.
Yeah, like I felt like, you know, I have a kid. You want to pursue me? How about you pay for a fucking sitter since it's my kid can't come?
That would have been a good. I feel like that would have been a good compromise.
Like, you
know,
like that would have been a decent compromise. Like I have to watch my kid. What you want me to do? Put you over my kid? Which I don't think is right. So I told him, keep that nigga blocked, because if you plan on just, you know, having sex with this nigga and he's not coming around your kid, cool, do what you want to do with this man. But if this, if you're looking for a relationship, he's the wrong motherfucker for you, because he's obviously for himself and he's selfish.
Yeah.
That's it, because the delivery was just fucked up to me. I ain't like it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, maybe if he was uncomfortable meeting the kid this early and, like, you know, that wasn't exactly for him.
He could have said it.
He could have communicated that in a way. And like you said, hey, okay, I got it. I can get a sitter, you know what I mean? Like, I can pay for something
for
you.
If you want to see me that bad.
Or if there's another day, that works for you, you know, I'm really excited to see you, but maybe there's another time. Maybe I can come after you put your kid to sleep. I could pull up and we could talk. Like, just something.
Yeah, like, I even compared, I told her about a situation, like, guys will sit here and say, like, you never have time for me to do anything. And it's like, nigga, I run a fucking podcast and I work overnight. I be tired. If you want to see me so bad, pay me for my fucking time. Pay me, I'll call out of work and you pay me for the day.
For the whole day.
You none of y'all niggas did that yet. So what the fuck, what you telling me? What you telling me I don't got time for you? Because you can't do shit for me. My life is still going to be the same with or without you.
Time is money, nigga.
Time is money.
So what's literally up?
Like, and then on top of that, the time they want me to take out my life is to fuck. So what you want me to do? Y'all not saying, y'all not telling me, take a day off. When are your day off so I could take you on a nice date? Y'all want me to do some raggedy ass, whack, rinky dinky shit so y'all can have sex with me, and I'm not into that.
So you can get me drunk and then probably have sex.
Yeah, make me guzzle Henny down my throat, 1942 shots, turn into a monster.
Guzzle Henny and then guzzle your dick. Like, for free.
And I don't even like to guzzle dick like that, so hey.
Period. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, but I also, I guess maybe I'm a little sensitive because the guy I'm seeing does have a kid right now. And I'm just like, not trying to meet her yet. Is that a red flag?
No, I don't think it's a red flag, because it's understandable. Like, you don't have a kid. And it's like, you also don't know where the situation is going. And like, I personally don't, I would never want to just come into a kid's life and then be like, 3 weeks later, like, oh, it didn't work out between us. But, like, you done bonded with this little one kid, you know? Like,
so I feel like that's, maybe he was coming from that point of view. Like, oh, I'm not trying to go out with you and your kid.
I get that.
No, I understand that. But you ain't have to, he didn't have to respond like that. He could have just said, you know, when you free the next time, I don't mind. You see me every day at work. Like, what the hell?
And then also even saying, like, I'm not trying to go out with you and your kid. But she's like, you know she has a kid. Eventually, if this is something serious, you're going to have to go out with her and her kid. Like, that's going to have to be our situation. Like, so
but maybe it sounded like he was just trying to, niggas, they like to do the whole chase. Then you like them back. And then now all of a sudden they are just like, now that I got it, maybe I don't want it. So maybe that was the situation with him.
That shit's so annoying.
And chase, I hate it.
The chase game.
I don't like it.
Yeah, they need something to chase. I don't know what the fuck that shit is about. It's some mental shit, but
yeah, well, shout out to her. Hopefully she took your advice and
hopefully,
shout out to
her. I told him he wasn't worth shit.
Hopefully she finds somebody that's gonna love her and her kid.
Period. And she won't have to compromise. All right, let's get into this question of the week. We kind of already we did start, but
we got some answers on Instagram, so
yeah, let's get into that. So the question of the week this week, it's what are some guidelines for dating someone with kids? So this mostly goes for me and what I'm going through right now. Like, I don't have a kid, but I'm dating someone who has a kid. Mm-hmm. I need some guidelines. Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Like, how to basically deal with that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, we don't have kids, but I think we've all in this room have dated someone with kids.
Okay. So y'all asking me this question.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll start with you.
All right. So kids are a package in general. I don't feel like any relationship should come before a kid, regardless. So when you're dating somebody, you just have to accept the kid, and you have to realize how serious it's going to get with this person. Like, I've dated guys with kids before, and I remember this one time, this dude, back in 2019, he used to diss his baby mother a lot. And I didn't like how he used to talk shit about her. And I used to tell him, like, he respected me so much because other females would be like, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Let me see what she looked like.
Because I seen my mom be a single mother. I've watched my father at times disrespect my mom. They used to disrespect each other. And I'm not fond of people disrespecting the parent of their child. So I told him, like, not to do that. And he said he respect me for it. And then he used to have me on FaceTime with his kid and him calling me stepmom. And I'm like, stop doing that. No. Because you're going to have this little boy going back home, saying my name to this lady. And she's going to be like, who the fuck is she?
Right.
And
then I'm bringing her around my kid.
Bringing her around my kid. And that's just not my... I told him I want to meet your baby mother before I meet your kid. Because let her be comfortable with me first before you have me around the child. Like, give that parent communication in relationships, like you said, is a good thing. When you're able to communicate with both the parents, or like if y'all have a co-parenting situation or whatever situation it is, it makes it easier for me to step in and just be a girlfriend or in the future. I don't want to just be stepping into some shit like, damn, I can't even be around your kid because your baby mother don't like me.
She might fuck shit up. She might not let you see him.
Yeah, I have to not see you on this day because I know you have your son or your daughter on this day. So I just have to fall back and you have to just put your kid first. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to me. So it's just like you just have to accept the child when you're dating. When you're ready to accept it, make sure it's just a communicate. You communicate everything that you look forward to within the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's cool to say, like, hey, let me meet her. Like, what? Let me meet her. Let her know. Like, let her feel comfortable around me.
Yeah, because if your baby mother don't like me, I don't want to be around your kid. I don't want her to say shit. I'm trying to harm them, nothing.
She's going to be telling the kids shit. And then,
I'm going to go and lay your kids' edges. And then she's going to come back like, what the fuck? Who was doing your hair? Who was touching your hair?
Right. I was just trying to help. Don't braid the kids' hair without letting the mom know. She will take them shits right out.
I ain't with it.
One time, though, I was fucking with this guy.
I was like, I'll tell you how old I was after. But yeah, he didn't tell me he had a kid for like, I'm gonna say like a month and a half. We were talking, like dating, dealing with each other. He didn't tell me he had a kid, and he was just like, oh, I then thought I told you. And I'm like, no, you really did not. Like, you're lying right now. So that just threw me for a loop. It was like a 3-year-old, and I'm like, nigga, how are you trying to hide a 3-year-old from me? Like, that's some shit I should have known from jump to decide if I even wanted to fuck with you. But the kid lived in like a different state and like with the mom and like her husband. So it was like he was just, he's a dad, but, like, he's not a present dad in the kid's life for real.
I feel like that's also a thing. Like, how soon did the person tell you that they had a kid? Like, if someone's, like, hiding the kid, isn't that, like, a red flag?
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Like, I don't like that. You need to be in your child's life as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk about your child, because if you don't, I'm gonna feel like
exactly. Don't just
I don't want you to go on evil, and I don't want you to bust a nut in me, and I don't want to carry your
exactly.
Your,
and it your, sounds like you're
baby.
Fertile.
That's you're just trifling.
Yeah,
I don't want no parts of
you. Yeah, like, and what then, you mean? You didn't bring it up like
he really didn't. And then like there was like a time like the kid came to like visit him and stay with him for a while, and like now looking back at him like, bitch, you're being a fucking bitch. But I was just really tight because he didn't have time for me. I was also 21 at the time. Mm-hmm. But I was just really tight. I'm like, are you dead ass like with this fucking kid right now?
I feel like that also comes with it, like, if you're dating someone with a kid, like you said, accepting the kid and accepting that this kid is going to come first. Like,
this kid is their last.
And you might not last. Their life. You really might not last.
Yeah, so exactly. Why are they going to put you ahead of them? Like,
and
no.
That's a fact. Like,
and any nigga who is putting you above his kid is an ain't shit ass nigga. Run far and fucking wide, because when you get pregnant, guess what he's gonna do? he's gonna put his next bitch over your fucking kid.
And you.
And you.
He's gonna future your shit.
Period.
That nigga is
else. I feel like that's not it, but that is also something I gotta accept. Like, okay, so I'm dealing with this guy, and he has a kid, and like sometimes I sleep over. But then he's just like, yeah, you gotta be out before a certain time because she's here. Like, if she's
and
there.
She's a kid, you know they wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, so he just be like, all right, like, let's go. And the first time, I was just like, nah, fuck this shit. Like, I don't like this. Like, I'm not trying, like, no. Like, dang, I'm never gonna come over here then because I don't like being woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go home. But, like, when I
you
really
got in at 4.
But you have to understand that she meets you, it's a whole different ball game. She's going to look forward to seeing you.
Exactly. Rather than meeting you in his fucking bed.
Imagine she doesn't like you. God forbid. Mm-hmm. Imagine she doesn't like you. Damn, this bitch is here. Like, yeah. Stepmommy vibes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely what
that he's avoiding, like, that mixture. Like, and you have to just respect it. So it's either you don't spend the night, get your little...
Exactly. Get your little kill and dip.
Or wait till he has his day off from his child, mm-hmm. and then spend the day with him or the night with him, and then it will work out in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Because imagine how weird it would be if you're laying up in the bed and the baby's trying to come.
Yeah, that's literally
and
what
it comes
he
right
said.
Like
middle.
That sounds like
he
a
said,
fucking nightmare.
He said like that. He said we got our routine. That would traumatize her if she just walked in here and just seen a naked bitch in the bed. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's like, absolutely not. He's just like, I hope you can see I'm being a good dad. And I'm like, I can see it, but like also the brattiness in me and then just
exactly.
Me.
Are you a wife or are you a daughter?
You just have to respect it because what would you rather, like, you think of yourself as in the parent's shoes. Would you rather knowing that the other parent of your child has a different bitch or a different nigga around your child each time? Because mm-hmm. if it doesn't work out and she sees you naked in the bed, in 2-3 weeks, is she going to see another bitch naked in the bed?
Exactly.
Like, it's not cool. Like, mm-hmm.
It's not at all.
It ain't cute. It ain't cool. And you just got to, like, if you don't like it, I feel like you should, I know you expressed that. You should just work around his time with the child.
Absolutely.
If you know that the mother takes her at a certain time or on a certain date, that's when you need to see him.
I'm definitely communicating.
Yeah,
that.
Especially if you don't like being woken up, you don't like the almost run-ins, like, you know, to
get out of dodge. But I think that definitely goes with, like, you know, communicating, compromising, and just being like, okay, like, this is new for me. And I think also, like, him understanding, like, not just being like, oh, well, fuck you, bitch, because I'm going to be with my daughter. Like, I'm saying you have an attitude, but fuck that little attitude. He's just like, I hope you can understand. Like,
he's just being a good dad.
I respect it 100%. I texted him. I was like, mm-hmm. I respect it. I was just being like,
I look at how guys treat, how people treat their kids before anything. Like, I don't give a shit about no relationship. How you treat your kids is how... I fuck with people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care how you are in a relationship. You could be the biggest cheater in this world, but if you're a good parent, nobody can take that from you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. Let's see some of the answers that we got.
I just want to say, about the answers. We're getting a lot of don'ts, and it's just like, we're getting older. You're going to be fucking delusional if you think you're never going to come across a nigga with a fucking kid.
Majority
or a woman with a kid.
Had kids.
Like, a lot of these people had kids young. Like, we 23. They can have whole 5-year-olds. Oh, I'm not 23. I'm 24. Wait. They can have whole 5-year-olds. Yes. Like, what are you... You really think you're never going to come across a nigga with a kid? Like, you're bugging the fuck out.
But I guess some people can... Maybe they just know themselves and they know that they can't fucking handle it. Like... They know.
I get
is
that, it.
Is it childish? Is it immature?
I think it's,
like,
it's,
I'm not. I would never date anyone with a kid.
It's delusional.
What do you think, Sash?
It's not delusional because at the end of the day, people my age, people I grew up with, went to school, they got 3 kids now and I'm 23.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no way in hell as we get older, you're not going to expect to date somebody with
exactly.
a kid or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, if you
or two.
Or three.
Like, or five. Damn, I know somebody who's 25 with 4 daughters. Like,
oh my gosh. And I guess some people, their view of it is like, I want my relationship, I want us to have our kids together. And I want us to be that first kid. Then they want that fairy tale, like, mm-hmm. lifestyle.
They said, my first kid will be his first kid.
That's okay. Not, sweetheart, then you should have stayed with the first toxic nigga you ever fucked in your first in your life.
Literally, you should have stayed with the nigga that took your virginity.
And stood through all the cheating and the playing of the games and all that. But my worst fear and everything is being attached to a child after, like, a relationship and then the breakup and then I ain't even want to see the kid no more.
Like, I miss little Benji. How he doing?
No, I literally know. I feel like we had a nigga come on the show and be like, he just has stepkids because, like, he was with their mom and, like, now he considers them his kids.
Right.
I think it was Dash.
Oh.
Like, he was saying he had three kids, which I think so. I don't know. I think it was him.
Dang. Yeah, I can't imagine. I think that's why I'm also want to be, like, reluctant about meeting someone's kid because I'm just like, I don't want to connect. Like,
and like me, I love kids.
No, kids love me.
And I don't mind playing stepmom because I don't want to get pregnant and ruin my body. I don't want
exactly. The it's like, oh, that will take away my baby fever, you know? Like being around a kid. Like, how do y'all feel about people talking about, oh, the kid has to be older than this age? How do
you shut the fuck up? To be honest, I don't even want to deal with teenagers. You talk about you got a 12-year-old. And any disrespectful or
oh like, yeah, I was just
because I like older men anyway. So chances are the kids is literally like
double digits,
7 and up, ooh. 9 and up. I remember I used to work with kids one time, and they used to say like, "Oh, Miss Shadé got a big ass butt," and I'm like, I do not want to be around them little.
Reckless
ass baby kids. They sprout in and you know, they just get it growing into themselves. Mm-hmm. No, they energy is different. I like kids and Pampers, potty training, sweet little kids in their little cars driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I like those stuff. I don't want the teenage drama.
Yeah, that's what
that you're not my about. Mom. Bitch, I know.
Like, thank God.
I don't want to be your nasty-headed ass.
Hey, don't let me start talking back to this kid. Like, I'm going to just be the third child? Fuck out of here. No.
Are you the wife or are you the daughter? Is that the name of the fucking episode? All right, we got an answer. Shout out to Tahira Asha. If I was to date a guy with kids, he'd have to be in a very healthy relationship with the mother of his child, but also create a space for her and I to be in good standing, just like you said, Sash. It's really important to have everyone on the same page for the sake of the child's development. Yeah, because I can see that being super confusing for everybody involved. Oh, this is a good one. This one said, I don't know, I'm so damaged. Shout out to Arlo. I don't know, I'm so damaged. I think every dude is fucking on his baby mama. They call me crazy, but prove me right every fucking time. What you think about that? What if they...
Too close with the baby mama. They're fucking.
I don't know, that's three, like...
No, I feel like they can't live with them.
I mean,
live. That's, if they live together, they're sleeping in the same bed. They're fucking.
That's playing house at this point.
They're playing house. Nah, they got the baby.
Is that really a question?
That's a thing.
I have someone told me that. They were dealing with the guy who lives with me. For the kids. You know what I mean?
He's there for the kids.
I have a crazy example. So okay. When I go to work every night, I look like the meanest dyke ever. Like, I got my braids, my security hat on, all of that. He's fine as hell, work at my job. I don't want him or nothing because I don't date people at my job. He has me on Instagram. He tells me this whole, oh, I need to come up to your show and talk your shit, but my baby mother ain't going to like it. So he, on top of him trying to put his face in my butt,
I'm sorry.
Talking on a low, he's saying his little slick remarks, talking about my fat butt, you know, little wet emojis and shit. I ain't entertaining it because I don't entertain him at work anyway.
Yeah.
But for the simple fact that you have a baby mother that you post, you have two kids, and you know,
wait, he posts her? Oh, they're fucking.
And you think he wants side bitch me?
Yeah,
keep that
side bitch / stepmom. Side bitch and stepmom. Side mom.
Side mommy.
Hell no. That's for the bird.
Hell no. Chirp.
Yeah, I feel like the baby mom, that's why, this might sound a little fucked up, but what I feel like I like it if the baby mom relationship is a little strained. Like, y'all just co-parent. Y'all don't really like each other that much.
No, because that's sexual tension. I've seen it. I honestly, I've seen it. I'm sorry. My older sister, I love her, but like, I know she still, I don't know, something about her and her baby daddy. I just see it. Not now, but like my nephew's like 13 now. But in the beginning, I know she still wanted them to be like a little happy family. So whatever bitch he was fucking with, she was being a fucking crazy baby mother. And yeah. I know it. And for it probably,
okay, so it's adding to the spice of things?
No, it's not adding to the spice of things. I'm just saying it can fuck up your situation if your baby mother is in love with you.
Half the time they do. The baby daddy's be in love with the baby moms too.
Yeah, like they want to be with them.
They can't go. I feel like that whole baby mama, baby daddy drama shit is just like a toxic situation of a couple of two people that can't separate themselves because they have a child. So that brings them together even more.
It's like a breakup, but you can't break up.
It's a breakup that they can't break up. So literally, I just have to accept that. And I'm like, no, I need y'all to hate each other just a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Just a little bit.
You don't have to bash her.
Respect her.
But respect her, but you don't have to hate her a little bit.
Hate her. Okay. Hate her.
Just be like, this is why I don't like this bitch. And this
is why I'm not going to be best friends.
This is why it didn't work out.
They can't take the kids to the movies together. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What about like Will Smith and Jada and then the other baby mom? They all be going on vacation.
All of them fucking.
They are.
They all three something.
Didn't they say they had an open relationship?
Yeah.
They is in a frenzy.
He be going on vacation with just the baby mom.
No,
and the fan and the son, yeah, like he's just like, yeah, we have a relationship too. That's what money
do. You think broke people could do that? No, no. He has money. Jada has her own money.
Broke people try,
and they can't get through to that because it will be a fit. You'll come home homeless. That's it.
All your shit knocked out. Give me my kid. Bleach.
Coming from Puerto Rico, you see a suitcase at the door. Matter of fact, fuck a suitcase. You know black people, they just throw your shit out the window.
Right, that's it. Suitcase. That's my good suitcase. All right,
my suitcase.
I'm on DR next month.
No, like they got money so they could afford to be in open relationships.
Not even the hefty bags, the one that's ripping because I'm stuffing the shit open. Now your shit dragging on the street. Now hefty nigga.
Bitches should tie the bag to the back of their car and then drive the car down the block. Why they just be throwing it on the lawn? He could pick that shit up. Make him go down the street so the neighbors can see what he did.
Why is traffic
going to see what he did.
Imagine. Yo, this one says, two kids max, same mother. Whom he respects and has a healthy communication with. And he's got to be positive and consistent part of their lives. Is there a maximum amount of kids that you would date?
Ooh, a maximum amount?
You need about one.
Just one. Two. What about?
I'll take one.
The two, three. Now you got me fucked up. How many baby mothers you got?
How many baby mothers? Even if it's the same one. Nigga, you're fertile as fuck. You're going to wear four condoms when you fuck with me.
Fuck the fertile. Like two, three kids. So you sure you're not fucking a baby mother?
Like, are you sure? Yeah. Because it seems like you like her. Are you guys in love? Are you guys married? And you're not telling me?
And then if you have numerous baby mothers.
Yeah, that's going to be the next question.
That's mad bitches in love with you.
I'm sorry.
And it like, can't no, be what's his face? Fucking Young Jock got mad baby mamas and they all be hanging out with each other in a group because they have a crew
like the baby mama crew and they like bond and then bring their kids around.
Every time he brings a new bitch around, they just gang up on her.
Fuck this bitch. She can't be down with the group.
Loving hip hop, jumping on a bitch. I dare a nigga to have mad baby moms and then all the baby moms and they gonna team up and jump me. Bitch, I'm pregnant. What happened? I'm pregnant too. I wish that way. Right?
Like, bitch, y'all better jump me into the gang because I'm part of the gang now.
You trying to square bitches into the baby mama cycle. Like, fuck out of here. Like,
wait, so you said not a newborn?
Not a newborn. Like what, that's two? Too fresh. Oh, that's still fresh.
That's a newborn?
Four. I need a
three
full
Three was girl. Fresh, but I think I could do a two. But I also like babies. So, like, I wouldn't mind. Because
I don't want to be around nobody, a newborn baby or a baby. I want the child to be able to talk. So they know that they like me and they can relay the message to their dead mama.
Yeah.
They have a mind of its own. I don't want you manipulating, saying I pinched your baby on the low and I didn't.
Oh, hell
I'm
no.
I'm good. Like,
but imagine a nigga trying to bring a little baby.
I don't want to meet it. That shit like, got to be able to talk.
You dead ass. Like, you fucked this bitch yesterday to make this fucking baby.
Like, for real. Like, you still know what that pussy tastes like, look like, feel like. Like, nah, it's too fresh in your mind. Definitely not.
Okay, so rules we have so far are they need to be older than two. They need to
one.
They can't
one
live
baby
with
mama?
Baby mom. They can't live with baby mom. One baby mom. Ooh, what else we got?
How much time before we meet in the kid?
Ooh,
a year. 6 months to a year.
Nah, it depends on how long we plan on doing in a relationship. Do we plan on going far or we just fucking? Because if the sex is good on the first kill or the first 2-3 links and then boom, we just hit it off ever since. And it's not really a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. It's a situation that we ended up being in through sex and then, you know, you have a kid. So what we doing? Nah, like you have to let me know. Am I going to be a girlfriend eventually? Or are we going to be boyfriend-girlfriend? Okay. Like, what are we doing? Because I don't care how much time we spend together. Sometimes people ain't fit to meet your kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we got to be, like, on some, like, serious kind of tip. Like, I don't mind, like, maybe, like, talking to them on the phone a little here and there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
you already doing that?
I talked to her one time. It's like she answered the phone, like, on his phone. And I was like, hi.
You were shy as hell. Like, yeah, damn.
What are you guys doing? Are you watching YouTube? Okay, that's nice. I'm like, you trying to hang out or nah? Nah, you busy? Okay, I'm gonna talk to you later. Like, I hung up the phone. But yeah, I feel like.
Wait, how old is the kid?
She's 4.
Oh, that's a cute age.
She's
that's
really cute. Age, she's that's good. She's really cute.
You know, baby mama, he's far removed from that pussy.
Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all of them.
Got their own personality going.
Yeah, very, very smart. But I feel like it needs to be like 6 months to a year. Like a year. Is a year a wildin'?
I don't think so. I think
it might be.
I think
be
6 months to a year works because it's like, after a few months, you know if it's like serious or it's gonna be serious or not.
Does it have to be like you guys are gonna be like? I feel like you gotta be dating for marriage. If you're just dating, like,
yeah,
just dating to like, this is gonna be my girl for like a few months or something. Like, I feel like, what's the point of meeting that person?
Are we gonna move in together? What's our plan?
I feel like there has to be a step moving forward that just defines, okay, now it's time to meet my kid because we're together or we're this and we're that.
So it's based off of the situation and how y'all plans to build y'all future together. Because if it's just, oh, we're just sexy and pussy good and your dick good and we gonna fuck each other for the time being, then no. If it's gonna be like, oh, you're my little boyfriend or girlfriend, I'm not invited to the Thanksgiving dinners with family, holiday dinners, holiday parties with your family. I want to meet your parent before I meet your child, if anything.
Yeah,
facts.
Nah,
and I don't even want to meet your parent, so that means I don't want to meet your child. Dang.
Yeah, no, I feel like it gotta be like a step. We're making a step. And then, okay, so that step includes, you know, now I'm getting access to the other parts of your life. Ooh, I feel like it makes it so much harder. Not harder, but it makes it so much trickier when you have a kid. Because say if I was just dating somebody randomly, I probably wouldn't care about, like, meeting when I met their parents or, like, I'll just be like, okay, I'll come over for game night. I don't give a fuck, even though I'm just your little girlfriend or
they
your
live
little
with
friend.
Their parents, so you got to pass by their mom one day. And you're just like, oh, shit, like, I didn't know your mom was going to be here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like that's, like, a little easier. But, like, when you have a kid, it's just,
when
like,
you gotta pass,
so.
Tiptoe past their kid? There's no tiptoeing past the kid. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I feel like we got some good tips. And you know, I think it's also fair to say, if you're not comfortable with that, that's cool, because then you might turn into that little girlfriend that is pinching the kid because you don't like it, you want to slap the kid
or braiding her hair mad tight for her, because you don't like her mother. What?
Resentful and all that shit. So yeah, I feel like what are you about to say?
Braiding my kid hair too tight. I don't even have kids, but that just blew mine.
Yeah,
I
that's crazy.
The shit out of a bitch if they think they're going to braid my kid hair too tight to get me mad. That's why I don't, like, this is why I say you have to,
literally.
It takes time to bring people around your kids. Not everybody should be around your kids because people are fucking malicious.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking retarded. Because if you think you're going to harm my child because you don't like me, you got me fucked up. That's why y'all have to pick our baby fathers wisely because they're idiots. You have to pick your baby mothers wisely too because they're idiots too.
Facts.
I don't know why y'all just be bringing anybody that y'all fucking are dating around your children. It don't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! I feel like we got definitely some good tips. Good tips. I feel like we can start wrapping it up. Sash, can you please let everyone know? First of all, thank you so much for coming.
Yes,
I feel like
we talked
some good
shit.
We
went through with this episode.
We did. We went from the past. We went to the future. We went to all of that shit in between.
We went through these bottles of wine.
We did. We're almost done. We can finish it.
I'm about to
get a little splash.
Here's some splash. While we refill, Sash, please let everyone know where they can find you, all that good.
Okay, so my Instagram is sash.millie_ sash.milli. Then my podcast page is Secrets with Sash, secretswithsash. You can find me on Anchor. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, anywhere. Find me on Facebook. I'm here.
Period. What days do the episodes drop?
Well, I'm saying Tuesday. Nice. Jacket Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Yes.
I love it. Make sure y'all tune in, okay, and tap in, because y'all going to get that real talk. You're going to get that real New York energy, all right? Mm-hmm. And you might get popped on just a little bit.
Y'all. I do not, yo.
We do not condone violence on this show. Only that nigga on the BQ. You said it was the BQE?
It was the Queensboro Expressway. He got his ass whooped.
Like, I don't know why I thought it was Atlantic Avenue. That's where I pictured it.
No, I like that it was on the Queensboro.
And rest in peace, Kobe.
Oh, yes. Rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi. That was, you know.
That was crazy.
Definitely hitting everybody real crazy right now.
I was
now.
Wondering why I was in a mood. It was literally bad. Like, oh, my God.
The whole social media is in a frenzy right now.
It literally is. It's going crazy. But thank you guys so much for listening. You guys can follow us on Instagram at The Whole Phase, Twitter at The Whole Phase, YouTube.com/sirens.
Sirens NYC.
Also, shout out to all of the gang. We having a Valentine's Day mixer, Cupid's Mix and Mingle. So come pull up and party with the gang.
If you're single, and let me define single for y'all, because you know, no one seems to understand what single means. If there's no label on your situation, you're single. If you're claiming someone and they're not claiming you, you're single. If someone's trying to claim you, but you are don't want to be claimed, you're single.
Yes.
Bring your ass to this fucking event, okay? Yeah. Let's meet some new people, because it seems like the ones you're dealing with are not trying to claim you. Maybe let's see if there's someone new here that might try to, you know, take you off the fucking market.
Yeah, so shout out all the single eligible bachelors and the eligible bachelorettes. Like, let's come together, all New York City's finest, come together and let's shake it the fuck up. All right, it's Valentine's Day. I know all the singles be thinking, oh, I'm gonna go home and watch fucking Sex in the City and drink wine. No, bitch, come turn the fuck up.
Nobody ever bought me flowers,
bitch. I'm gonna buy you a flower. We're gonna have flowers. We're gonna have Valentine's. We're gonna have a whole mood. So make sure y'all pull the fuck up. Link in the bio. The RSVPs went crazy. The early bird tickets is almost sold out. So make sure y'all tap the fuck in. It's about to be a movie. And y'all can follow me on Instagram at Everybody Loves Becky, because everybody loves that. Becky.
That's cute. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at MJ Smokes MJ. Y'all can also follow my hair page, MJ Braids and Slays, period. Mm-hmm. And then y'all can follow my tattoo page, MJ Smokes and Pokes. We out here, we doing it. Got some new things coming on the way. Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned, stay tapped in. And thank you so much, Sash. It's just so much fun. You know, we didn't have RB here today. We had all girls today, and I loved it.
Yes, I love this female energy.
We had our wine. Let's do a little cheers.
RB would have argued. You would have argued for sure.
Yeah. Let's do a little cheers. A little cheers. Yes. Sends it. Yeah, come on, girl.
Oh, you was done with that one?
At
least it's white wine. Red wine would have put you to sleep.
Yo, I need some seafood with the white wine.
Ooh.
Some shrimp scampi and shit.
I want Ben's crab.
I had lobster scampi this weekend. Girl. Ooh,
you ever had lobster mac and cheese?
Yes.
Let's do a cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. For the collabo women coming together all 2020.
Period. Yes. This is the first of many. Y'all gonna see all the women working together, bobbing together, all that good stuff.
And make sure y'all binge listen to Secrets with Sash from the first episode all the way to the fourth with the collab with Whole Phase.
Yes. Make sure y'all tune in, because she be talking that top.
I be talking that shit.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week, bitch.
Bye.
Just tell me what's on your mind. Secret, got a lot to say. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that
let you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Right. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Right. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, what you still get the just message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.